Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Howell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Howell. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Byrne covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle bunts towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle throws the ball into McDougald, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Hatfield scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Vera and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Byrne moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byrne moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byrne scores. There goes Bauer trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Bauer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McDougald moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Wilson now playing right field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Hatfield moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to home to get Hatfield. Howell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Mantle reaches third base with a triple. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Berra reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berra moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Andy Carey. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Seaborn moves to third. Byrne moves to second. Elston Howard pinch hits for George Wilson. Paul LaPom now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard now playing right field. Jerry Coleman now playing third base. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lapalme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapalme strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mantle bunts between the mound and first base. Lapalme scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. 2 outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berra hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vern fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skourin strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 White Sox. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Byrne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mantle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin bunts towards the mound. Lapham fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.